this phase by the heart, like this, like a cup, it can't be recorded.
Oh, really?
Actually, part of it can. I'll tell you when it can.
Okay.
So, this stays by the heart so that whatever mantra we say, it doesn't just drip out into nowhere, but it goes into the heart.
Mm.
And we keep the fingers together, tight together, so it doesn't seep through.
Mm.
And we keep a chatter over us to remind us that it's a sacred thing to keep within our heart and not expose. Oh, you know, I saw Radha and Krishna dancing tonight. So that's the physical thing. Come in. It's in the morning, you know, we face east. Noon, east. Evening, east or north. If we have deities in the room and we're controlling where the deities are, it's good to place the deities so that we're facing east when we face the deities. If we have no control over it, we can face the deities no matter which way they are, because all directions are in them.
In the temples, the face, you can look in the temples, in the Takuji,
yeah.
Face deities.
In other words, if you're in the temples, they're actually facing west. I mean, we have to face west to face the deities. But because all the directions are in the deities, you can face the deities and not east if you're in our temple here. Okay, the question was asked to Gurudev at the airport. If you forget, or you weren't even awake when the time passed, and then you remember later, do you just wait till the next time that the Gayatri is supposed to be done, and then you say it twice? Well, what do? The Gurudev said, no, immediately. Like, suppose I had a big teaching engagement the previous night, and I slept till 8 o'clock in the morning, and then I take my shower and everything, and I realize, oh, God, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't say my Gayatri, my 6 o'clock Gayatri. Immediately say it.
For example, yesterday night, I eating, and eating, oh, my.
Like that.
I finish it, because
and
some people, no, just told me that I need to wait 1 hour after. So I chained my mantra 1 hour, and
after eating?
After eating, because during the eating, I in the night, oh, my Gayatri. And
well, if you're late, then do it immediately after honoring Prasadam. Because we have to do it immediately, because we're already late.
I break the honoring Prasadam and make.
Well, Prasadam is also deity worship.
Yes.
Finish the Prasadam immediately.
I don't need to wait 1 hour. Because some deity told me, we need to wait 1 hour. If you eat, you need wait 1 hour.
I never heard that. I'll inquire from Madhav Maharaj. But at least when you're late, definitely not.
Okay. It's not important. If you eat, finish and eat.
And go.
Do. Okay.
Let's see. Anything other external? All right. And another external is how to pronounce the words. Ing as an NG, but without the G, like a soft G. Ing. Gurave Namaha.
Gurave
Namaha. With a very, very small H, not Namaha, but Namaha. You're just touching the H.
Ain
Guru Devaya Vidmahe Krishna Nandai. I'm exaggerating, and it's good if we exaggerate the small, now the short letters and the long letters. Like it, e, u, u, al, like that. Oh, ow. So then we get it. So it's Ayin Gurave Namaha. Ayin Gurudevaya Vidmahe Krishna Nandaya Dimahi Tano Guru Prachodayat. Cling, almost to the G, cling Not cling or clean, but cling. Almost to the G. Klingoraya Swaha. Kling Chaitanyaya Vidmahe. Visvambaraya Dimahi. Tano Gauraha. Oh, just touching the H. Prachodayat. Kling Krishnaya Govindaya Gopi Jana Balabhaya Swaha.
The Balabhaya is with the B? Like
well, in Hindi and Bengali, it's in between a B and a V. It's a soft B and a hard V.
Okay.
Ba, va. And then the bha is, that's the V-A-Y-A, but Gopi Jana Bala. Oh, Gopi Jana Bala Bhaya. Gopi Jana Bala Bha. It's a B-H, so that's pronounced bha. Everything is very exact and scientific in Sanskrit and Hindi and Bengali. So, like a Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, so Gopi Jana Balabhaya Swaha. Then Kling Krishnaya, we did that. Govindaya Gopi Jana Balabhaya Swaha. Can I see the paper?
It's a B, not T, right?
Huh? Balabha. Where are we? So the first is Va, so that's Va. It's in between the V and the B. Gopi Jana Va. La. And then the second is a B-A, so it's Bhaya. Swaha. Two long A's. Then Kling Kamadevaya Vidmahe Pushpabhanaya Dhimahe. So in Dhimahe, the first I is long and the second I is short. Dhi, and you pronounce the H, so it's not D, but Dhi. Dhimahe. Because the second I is short. Tano Nanga. And just barely touch the H. Tano Nanga Prachodayat. Jodayat. And then, you know, you're doing it 10 times, you only hear the fingers go. And the same thing with Sri Krishna Chaitanya, 10 times on the joints of each. Hare Krishna. So then you have the pronunciation. Any question on anything I've said thus far?
Will you say Krishnanandaya one more time?
Krishnanandaya.
Krishnanandaya.
Aya means unto. Unto Krishnananda. Aya. Unto my Gurudev, who's giving pleasure to Radha and Krishna with a leaning or an emphasis to Radha. Chaitanyaya. Unto Lord Chaitanya or Gauranga in Navadvip. Govindaya. Unto Govinda. Gopi Jana Vala Bhaya. Unto Gopi Jana Vala. Okay. Any questions on the aforementioned thing? Okay. Then I'm going to quickly go over the 5 stages in chanting. This can also be, it's okay for it to be. But the sound vibration of the mantra can't be heard by anybody else.
Okay.
Who's not already initiated.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying now can be heard by anybody. You can speak it in class.
Mm.
There are 5 stages in chanting the mantra. This goes specifically for the Gayatri mantra, in general for any other mantra, including the Hare Krishna mantra. The first stage is called Mantra Art Chintan. I'm trying to go fast because we don't want to have Ananta Prabhu ask us to stand up. And say, do you acknowledge that you've broken your promise?
For Gayatri and Maha mantra?
Hey!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, welcome. You need to take somebody?
No, I'll come to hear your class, if it's okay.
Yeah, just listen, although I'm embarrassed because I know you could give it 10 times better than me. So we're just going to discuss 5 stages in chanting the mantra. The first stage is called Mantra Art Chintan, which means meditating. Here, whoever's going to sit here. Which means meditating on the meaning of the mantra.
You can try.
Mantra is mantra. Art is meaning, and chintan means meditating. Meditating on the meaning of the mantra. That has three aspects. That has three different aspects. One is, who is the Ishtadev, or the worshipable deity of the mantra? That is it Radha, or is it Krishna, is it Guru, is it Gauranga? Then, what is my relationship with that deity? Like, what is my relationship with Guru, what is my relationship with Gaura? I meditate on that. What is my part in the whole thing? That is, if I were to realize the mantra, what would I be doing in the mantra? If I realize the mantra, and then the next person comes and chants the mantra, and I'm in it now, what would I be doing in it if somebody was meditating? So mantra art chintan, what is the meaning of the mantra? That is, what is the translation and what is the deep meaning? Then that's number one. That's the first of the five stages of chanting the mantra. And for those who came late, for those who didn't come late, if you can share with those who came late what they missed. Yes?
Who is the Ishtadev or worshipable deity? What is my relationship with that deity? And what's the last part of the...
What is my relationship? What is the meaning? Those are the three.
Okay, what is the meaning? Okay.
Meaning means translation and deep meaning, which we'll discuss both. Okay. Or actually, we're going to give you the both, but what I'm going to give you now is a folder. Most of you work with computer. I'm going to give you a folder. Folder means that you put documents in it. I'm going to give you some short document now, and then whatever you hear and you read, you can add to your documents, and then when you say your mantra, you open up that folder to your documents. Got it? For example, I'll tell you something of a document now that if I didn't tell you, you'd find sometime when you're reading Going Beyond Vaikuntha. Which is, I think it's in Going on Beyond Vaikuntha, which is one way to look at the Krishna mantra, the Gopal mantra, which I'll tell you when we get there. I'll tell you it now, but if I didn't tell you, then when you read it, then you add that to your documents in that folder of the Gopal mantra. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Because I'm going fast. And if we don't finish now, we can meet again at lunch, because we have an hour and a half of lunch. So in the last half hour, we can meet here again. So where are we? Okay, mantra art chintan is the first of the five stages in chanting the mantra. The second is nyas, which means what are the rules and regulations of chanting. We discussed some. That is facing east in the morning at noon, facing east or north at night. If you're late, and then it's the moment, the second that you remember, no matter what you're doing, say the Gayatri, don't wait till the next appropriate time. So there's specific minutes mentioned in the Archan Deepika book. It's recommended that everybody who takes Brahminical initiation essential to the Archana Deepika book, because it tells everything to do if you're a Brahmana. How to wake up in the morning, what mantras to say, how to clean yourself, which hand to use for what, how many minutes before the sunrise to say the Gayatri mantra. So in general, I'll give a general time, which is the sun hasn't risen, but it's light. When the sun's overhead at noon, and when the sun has gone down, but it's not dark. Okay, so nyas, different. Best to be clean and showered. Tilak on. You all know how to do Achman, right? Okay. So those are nyas, the rules and regulations. Third stage in chanting the mantra is called prapati, which means surrender, general surrender, and acceptance that there's nothing outside of existence besides the mantra. That means, if who is the worshipable deity of, say, Kam Gayatri Mantra? Basically Radharani, but Radha and Krishna. So, and their pastimes with the other gopis, but we'll get to that when we come to it. So, there's nothing in existence outside the personality and the place of that mantra. That is, see this room? It doesn't exist outside the mantra. It appears to, because it's just a subtle thing on my tongue. But it really doesn't exist outside the mantra. When people lose things and they say, I lost my such and such, I always suggest to them that just chant Hare Krishna very slowly and meditate on the mantra, and at the same time retrace your steps but with concentration on the mantra, and then that part of the mantra, which is your feedback, the mantra will manifest, because everything is within the mantra. So everything is within the Gayatri mantra. No need to worry about anything, plan anything, be afraid of anything, regret anything, because the solution to everything, the fulfillment of everything, is in the mantra. So the acceptance of that, surrender to that, is called prapati. That's the third stage in chanting the mantra. The fourth stage is kind of like an expansion of that third stage, and that's called sharanagati. So the third stage is surrender or acceptance, and then the fourth stage are the six symptoms of surrender. That is, I accept everything, I accept to do everything that is favorable for my chanting the mantra. If I go to a karmi movie, then when I chant the mantra, I'm going to think of the movie and not the mantra, so therefore that's not favorable. To accept everything favorable and reject everything unfavorable, if I eat bhoga, that's going to make my mind disturbed and materialistic. That's unfavorable for chanting the mantra, so I don't do it. Thinking myself the most fallen, so Krishna will have to take care of me, because pride won't allow me to concentrate on the mantra, because I have something more important to do. I'm important. Then accepting everything favorable, rejecting everything unfavorable, thinking myself most fallen, thinking that Krishna or Radha or the Istadeva or Devi of the mantra is my only maintainer and protector. So no need to worry who's going to protect me as I'm chanting the mantra. That's faith. And then the last of the six is Atmanipesha, or fully dedicating myself to the mantra. You know the song, what is that song? Atmani Vedana. What's the rest of that? You know, ever since I entered your service, I've...
Atmani Vedana.
Tua Pade. Yeah. So I only know your lotus feet. Any trouble that I'm engaged in is actually a joy for me, any trouble in your service. Since I've surrendered to your lotus feet, I see only joy everywhere. Since I've surrendered to your lotus feet, all my past history is forgotten. These are my parents, these are my husband, these are my problems. All the past history is forgotten. You did that to me. So that's the six symptoms of surrender, which is the acting upon the acceptance that there's nothing outside the mantra, which is the third stage, which is called prapati. I know I'm going fast, but I hope if you have any questions, tell me. Do you have any questions thus far? Okay, so then the fifth stage, I just gave you six of surrender, of sharanagati. Now I'm going back to five. So the six is only the fourth. The six symptoms of surrender are only the fourth stage, right? Everybody got that? So now I'm going to the fifth stage. The fifth stage is complete giving my soul to the mantra. That means that I become one with the mantra. My heart becomes one with the mantra. The mantra becomes one with my heart. The example of who perfected their mantras in this way to the fifth stage is the gopis. Because when they're singing their Venu Geet, it's stated in the last verse, I'm sorry, Venu Geet. They stated in the last verse of Venu Geet that the gopis became one with their singing. And what happened was they're singing about a certain place when Krishna goes out with the cows and coward boys. So they entered into that place. So when you see the painting of Venu Geet, where Krishna's playing his flute and Radha and her associates are hiding in the kunj and they're sharing stealthy glances at each other, the gopis were originally in their home saying their Venu Geet. But because they became so absorbed in the mantra and one with the mantra, they ended up there. So in the fifth stage, you end up in the mantra and the mantra ends up in you and you become one. You become one of the participants in the mantra. Okay, so those are the five stages in chanting the mantra. It specifically applies to the Gayatri Mantra. This is also explained in the first or second chapter of Bhajana Rahasya, if you want to read it there. And it applies in general to all other mantras. That is a mantra of, say, Venu Gita or the Hare Krishna mantra. Then, I want to explain one word, which is Prachodayat, which applies to all the mantras before I talk about each individual mantra. The word Prachodayat is a condensation of longer other words, which is called Prakista Rupena Udayat, which means that I'm begging the personalities of the mantra to reveal everything about themselves in all ways. Prakista, manifest. Rupena means in all ways, in all forms. And Udayat means to bring about or to unfold. So Prakista Rupena Udayat, please reveal everything about yourself to me. What you look like, what you're doing, what your qualities are, what your mercy is, what your beauty is, like that, what your dress is. So that's going to be there, I think, about three times. So one other thing that applies to the whole gamut of saying all the mantras, Srila Gurudev explained that it's like if you've ever been to a movie and then sometimes the camera is pulled out so you see the whole panoramic view of like a mile, big roads and big forests and a lot of people. So the camera is pulled out, and sometimes the camera goes in and focuses on two or three people, and sometimes it focuses just on one person's face. So you can come in if you like. So,
oh,
that's a good disturbance. Gurudev's Maha.
But I could get some for me.
Is it his famous khichdi?
No, it was some kind of porridge.
Oh, porridge. Now, if you'd like to take 1 minute to just rinse our hands, better. Since many of you just got Brahminical initiation, that's one of the things about Brahminical initiation is many of you take prasada. And we'll put anything in our mouth, touches anything you wash.
But what if we don't?
It's the Mahaprasada Gurudev. It is the Mahaprasada Gurudev thing.
Yeah, because our tongue touched our.
Ow.
Our
tongue. Ow is the.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Not
yet.
Ow.
Ow.
Yeah.
When will
we
continue?
What?
When will we continue?
In 1 minute.
Oh, in 1 minute.
Just
I
mean,
wow. Right, I'll try to go as quickly as I can so we can finish as much as we can. In a kind of like mechanical way, I'm just trying to make it happen for you. Okay, we're starting again. So,
hey, Davey?
Okay.
It's a beautiful picture.
Oh, yeah. Coming along. All right, so we're ready to start again. So the camera is being pulled in and out. So actually, you can meditate on the same pastime if you want. You can meditate on different pastimes, or you can meditate on the same pastime with each of the mantras, but you're focusing in on, you're either doing a panoramic, say in the Kam Gayatri Mantra where everybody's there, you're doing panoramic and you pull out to the whole scene of Radha, Krishna and the gopis, or you're in the same pastime, you could be zooming in on one person. For example, you're zooming in on Guru. And what is his, or in that conception or that pastime, her particular service? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know the example of the film, filming and the camera.
Mm-hmm.
The camera is sometimes panoramic, sometimes it zooms in on a small group, sometimes it zooms on a person.
Yes.
So say for the Kam Gayatri Mantra, say you're meditating on Krishna and Radha and the gopis and the Rasa dance. Let's say that's your meditation. And then for the Guru Gayatri, or Guru Mantra, you're it could be the same pastime of Rasa Lila, but you're zooming in on Gurudev's service in that particular pastime. And that's the Guru Mantra. Or you may be meditating on a different pastime. But if you want, you can meditate on the same pastime as a zoom or panoramic. Make sense? Okay. So now let's come to each and every mantra. So, Aim Gurave Namaha. As you know, Namaha means I'm offering my obeisances. But it has another deeper meaning, which is the same as Swaha, which means I'm offering my life. So, why do we say the mantra so many times? Like, 10 times each mantra, 3 times a day. Gurudev explained that in a marriage ceremony, the bride and groom promise something to each other. I promise I'll protect you this whole life. I promise I'll serve you this whole life. And they just promise it once. And that's supposed to theoretically last their whole life. So we're promising, I'm offering myself so many times every day, 3 times a day. So how much effect that should have? A lot. And it creates sanskars. And the sanskars means impressions on the heart. So suppose I want to make an impression on the rock with a rope. I just keep going back and forth, nothing's happening. Finally, it starts making a little bit of impression. So Namaha, I'm offering myself. Swaha, I'm offering myself. It gradually makes an impression and creates a new identity for myself if I'm attentive and I'm also doing Guru Seva. If I'm doing Vaishnava Parada, it can have no effect. It may have no effect. So, and I may go to hell even if I'm saying my Gayatri Mantra and I'm thinking I'm a great Brahmana. If I'm doing Vaishnava Aparad, I can go to hell in my next life. But it has the opportunity, if I'm doing Guru Seva, if I avoid Vaishnava Aparad, criticism, and try to be attentive, then it makes the impression for a new identity. Okay, so I'm Gurave Namaha. I'm offering myself to my Gurudev. As soon as I learned the meaning of Aing, I'll share it with you. But when I asked Madhav Maharaj, he said it was too secret to tell. Maybe it's because I wasn't alone, I'm not sure. So Aing Gurudevaya Vidmahe. Vidmahe means I know. I know that my Gurudev is Krishnanandaya. Means that he's always engaged in giving pleasure to Krishna, and Krishna, Radha, in their different pastimes. If you want to know what those different pastimes are, you can read the various prayers of the Goswamis, like Vallabh Krismanjali, like Mala, Gita Mala, and like the prayers of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, you'll see many specific services. Or even in the song, in our songbook, In Life and Death? Radha Krishna Pranamurti, when will I put you on the seat, and when will I give you the chandan, and show you the mirror and take instructions from the Sakis. So if we see all these varieties of songs, we can know what our Gurudev is doing in Radha and Krishna's service with a leaning towards Radha. There's tons of specifics. I remember in the early 90s, if one girl would tell us, oh, Gurudev told us what his Param Gurudev is doing to Radharani, one of her services. He's putting white camphor designs on her face on the full moon night so that nobody will see her because she'll just blend with the moonlight. We said, oh my God, how we're so envious of her that she got that secret thing. But if we look in those books, it's all there. Not all there, but a ton of stuff is there. The services are unlimited, but you get hundreds of services of what Gurudev's doing at specific times of the day. Like now it's 8:30. By reading those prayers, you can know what he's doing right now. Like, for example, he may be helping Radharani cook. An hour ago, he may be walking with her from her place in Yavat to Nandagaon to help her cook. And then there's so many pastimes there as well. And if you read the various books which tell the pastimes, then sometimes it gives little hints of what Rupa Manjari and other Manjaris are doing. And even if they're just watching and enjoying vicariously, like if I see the two of them laughing about something and joking, even though I'm not involved in the conversation, I'll laugh too, just vicariously. You know what vicarious means? I'm experiencing what other people are experiencing, even though I'm not involved in the thing. So similarly, whether Gurudev in his Sakhi form is involved in a particular service, like putting unguents on Radharani or giving Krishna unguents on a tray to put the unguents and designs on Radharani, whether he's doing the active activities or he's just watching, like you can see in the Seva Kunj painting, you see little Manjaris peeping through, right? Peeping through the creepers. They're just watching, but they're experiencing vicariously what's going on. That is what's happening to Radharani. Say, she's having certain moods. That happens to the Manjaris as well. So whether he's looking or doing, I can meditate on any of those. I was giving pleasure to Krishna, and especially Krishna. So I know, vidmahe, I'm Gurudevaya, unto my Guru. I know that my Gurudev is engaged in various services in giving pleasure to Radha and Krishna with a leaning to Radharani, Tano Guru Prachodayat. So, O Gurudev, please reveal everything about yourself. What you look like, what your mercy is, what your beauty is, what your service is, what your qualities are. And if you do reveal yourself to me, at that moment when you've revealed yourself to me, you're going to be simultaneously engaging me in your service as your assistant. So that's included, without the words there, it's included in the prayer. Any questions?
Can you please repeat the last one? The last point of the elastic part of the
Tanoguro Prachodayat. Prachodayat means, again, please reveal everything about yourself to me. Guru is revealed in the mantra. Huh? I don't know what Tano means. I'll try to find out for you and have the information feed back to you. Thank you for that. I will find out. Okay, and I'll try to find out Aang too. Okay, so then we come to the second one. Oh, we did the Guru one. So who's the so the general meaning of the, and you got more than that. You got some deep things too, especially if you go to those books, you get a lot of deep things. So that's some documents I gave you to put in your folder of Guru Mantra and Guru Gayatri. Then Kling Guraya Swaha. Kling. The same Kling, the same meaning of Kling is there in the Gaur Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri and in the Gopal Mantra and Kam Gayatri. Ka is Krishna. La, I said Ka, not K, because I'm doing the Sanskrit letters. Ka is Krishna, La is Radha, and I with the M dot, Anuswar, is the living entity, the Jiva, who's engaged in their service. And that will, we want that to be us. I mean, it is us in potential, but we want that to be us. So, if you want a very, very elaborate explanation of the word kleem, there's a little booklet by Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur called Mantra Art Sar Deepika, the lamp that lights up the essence of the meaning of the Kam Gayatri Mantra. It's a very little booklet, but it's like the ocean and the... what?
I'm
we should go?
Okay.
Yeah.
12 minutes,
right. Okay. So, but I am. I am. What time are you leaving?
1 o'clock.
Okay. So, well, what we can do is there's a break. There's a break, so a 15-minute break, during the thing. I don't know exactly what time. You can ask Ananta if you come with us. You can ask Ananta when's the break, and then come over to the seminar place at that time, and I'll tell you more. In fact, if you'd all like to come during, because it's going to take a little while, so if you'd all like to come at the break, like you can have our own little break, or is that too crowded?
In the big break?
I don't know if we can.
Here?
Well, we can do it at lunch, because we have an hour and a half lunch break.
Oh, yeah.
So, how about if let's take lunch fast today at Ananta's seminar, and then let's meet here. Let's try to meet here a half hour after lunch starts.
Okay.
And then I'll continue
for
the rest of the break right
here. Come here because sometimes they don't know what time lunch comes or not. So
see,
they're excited and then they
can
look for lunch.
See, well, we take lunch right outside of the seminar thing. So how should we work
ready
it?
On time.
Well,
okay.
It's when it's ready, that's when he says, okay, now we're taking a lunch break. So what about the ladies who are not at the seminar? How will you know?
Anybody have a phone?
I can run down and tell them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you just tell them when we're starting lunch, and then we'll try to honor quickly and come back here. All right, so now let's break now. We're starting with Kleem Garaya Swaha at lunchtime. Okay, that means a half hour after we at the seminar start lunch.
What time is this going
to
be?
I'm not exactly sure. Yesterday I won't even tell you what time it was. It was about a quarter to three. So, but...
Today was recording, so...
Oh, right. Well, how will you get the recording from her? Somehow. Okay, you can keep in touch with her.
Yeah.
But whatever you get from her is
fire.
You can't go anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, whatever she gives you doesn't go anywhere and then delete it off the existence of the earth. Okay, we'll see you at lunchtime.
See you at seminar.